This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, coming to you from Connecticut. We're up here visiting family for the Thanksgiving weekend. I wish all of you a happy and blessed Thanksgiving. But I did want to talk about what looks like the very real prospects for a viable peace treaty between Russia and Ukraine, and how especially establishment Republicans clearly have yet to understand what time it is. And if you've been a follower of this channel for some time now, and if not, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. But if you've been with us since February 24th of 2022, when Russia first launched what they called their special military operation into Ukraine, you would know that this ending is exactly how we predicted it would end. And that's because there was simply no other ending possible apart from sparking a full-blown World War III. And Putin always knew that in the end, NATO would not do that. Neocon Republicans may be frothing at the mouth at such a prospect, but fortunately, cooler heads have prevailed. And I want to unpack that for you so that you fully understand what's really happening here. And just to be clear, as I've qualified over and over again over these last 3.5, nearly 4 years, this isn't about being pro-Russia and anti-Ukraine. This isn't about spouting pro-Putin propaganda or any nonsense like that. This is about cold, hard geopolitical reality that both establishment Republicans and Democrats refuse to accept, but thankfully, President Trump recognizes. So first, what is the latest proposed peace plan? The Trump administration's proposed peace framework would require Ukraine to surrender the entire Donbass region, basically the whole of eastern, the Russian portion of Ukraine. It's about 20% of the country, and formally recognize Russian control over that region, as well as, of course, Crimea. For Russia, it's absolutely non-negotiable that the entire international community must recognize Crimea, Sevastopol, the four annexed oblasts of Donetsk, Lugansk, Kherson, Zaporozhye, as fully and permanently Russian territory. The Trump peace plan would do just that. It would recognize these regions as forever Russia. Ukraine's military would be capped at approximately 600,000 troops, and the country would be required to place in their national constitution a ban on ever seeking NATO membership. Again, something that Russia has for the last 3 decades proclaimed as non-negotiable for Ukraine. And that move alone effectively removes Ukraine from the Western security architecture that for the last 30 years has sought to geographically surround and politically and economically contain Russia and dramatically limit its geopolitical power. In turn, Russia would agree to security guarantees for Ukraine, including some form of international monitoring, most likely European nations. They would bear primary responsibility for peacekeeping forces rather than American troops. And Ukraine would be allowed to enter the EU, not NATO, but the European Union. And by agreeing to that, Russia would receive relief from the vast majority of Western sanctions. Now, needless to say, neocons are flipping out over this deal. When I was in the airport the other day, I saw Rupert Murdoch's The New York Post with this frantic headline that Trump was betraying Ukraine by giving Russia everything it's ever wanted. And true to form, Mitch McConnell, or whoever's running his Twitter account, his ex account, went on a tirade against Trump's peace proposal, saying that Putin has spent the entire year trying to play President Trump for a fool and rewarding Russia's butchery rather than punishing it will be a disaster for the international community going forward. And he basically said peace without punishment is no peace at all.
Hey gang, it's go time. Our new Turley Talk store is live and the biggest Black Friday deals just dropped. I'm wearing one of our all new 2025 Patriot Wear shirts and you can grab these designs today before the public even sees them. We've also released our biggest Black Friday bundles ever, the MAGA Mega Bundle, the Renewing the Classical Mind Bundle, the Christian Conservatives Toolkit, and so much more. These are the best prices you'll see all year. Grab them now because when they're gone, they're gone. Plus, if you've RSVP'd early, check your email. You should already have your Free America Awaken audiobook waiting for you. So scan the QR code, jump into the new store, and grab the Black Friday early bird deals while they last. This is the best time of the year to gear up, save big, and support the movement. Jump in now, gang. Let's make this our biggest Black Friday ever.
Now, I'm going to be very blunt here. And again, I'm being descriptive, not prescriptive here, okay? I'm laying out what is, not what ought to be, per se.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress, for a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Neocons like Mitch McConnell are quite literally living in a different world from the one that exists today. They're living back in the 1990s, right after the Soviet Union fell and America emerged from the Cold War as the singular superpower to rule all powers. And we did. It was called our unipolar moment, when we basically got to rewrite the rules for all nations around the world and we got to call the shots for how international relations operated. That world, that unipolar world, what we have to understand is dead. And it's not coming back anytime soon. It's not resurrecting anytime soon. We're living in the midst of what's called a multipolar world. That's exactly the term Marco Rubio has used. J.D. Vance has used it. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth. We're living in a world where multiple military and economic powers have risen to comparable prominence to the United States, such as Russia and especially China. And they're now in the business of defending what's called their hegemon, their regions of influence. And they've made it very clear that they will not abide by the rules and dictates determined by the United States. They will abide by their own standards, their own protocols, within their own regions of influence and in accordance with international law. And that's not just rhetoric. That's the new reality. So, for example, Russia and China now conduct 99% of their trade in rubles and yuan, completely bypassing the USD. Remember, back in March of 2022, we kicked Russia out of SWIFT. That's the International Financial Transaction Platform that we basically control. Okay, we kicked them out of SWIFT. We froze their foreign assets. We impose, I mean, thousands of sanctions. But they were prepared for that. So for the last 10 years, they've been building a parallel financial system primarily with China. They linked up with China's version of SWIFT, which is KIPS, which processed $24.5 trillion in 2024, up 43% from the year before. It connects to 4,900 banks across the world. And Russia simply recalibrated their oil and agricultural trade entirely around BRICS-based nations, which is a parallel G7. So Russia trades with India the same way, over 90% local currency. So while McConnell talks about pressuring Russia, the BRICS nations have already created what amounts to a sanctions-proof parallel worldwide economy. Western sanctions didn't crush Russia. It accelerated a new financial world order that doesn't need American permission to exist. Again, to be clear, I'm not saying this should be. I'm simply saying it is. I'm being descriptive, not prescriptive. The IMF has reported Russia's GDP actually grew nearly 4% in 2024, higher than the United States that year. The sanctions didn't break them. All the sanctions did was hasten Russia's decoupling itself from the West, effectively rendering it sanction-proof. Again, I hear it among establishment Republicans and Fox commentators all the time. They act and speak as if it's still 1996, as if Yeltsin still passed out in a drunken stupor in the Kremlin, and as if Russia can just be kicked around any way we want it to. Those days are over. And so this is why we on this channel have said from day one of this conflict, this war will end inevitably solely on Russia's terms. You can look back on every single video I've done on this conflict, at least two dozen, and every one of them will confirm precisely that. This conflict will end and can only end on Russia's terms. And Trump scolded Zelensky with this right in the Oval Office. You got no cards. You have no leverage. Russia is in the driver's seat completely on this, for right or for wrong. Unless, of course, you want to start World War III. Again, neocons seem completely cool with that. But are you? Would you blow up North Dakota for the Donbass? I mean, obviously not. And Putin knows that. He always knew that. He had all the cards. He could take the eastern region of Ukraine, which is all he ever wanted. They didn't want western Ukraine, which is far more European than it is Russian. And he knew there wasn't a damn thing NATO could do about it. All they could do was finally bring an end to their eastward expansion on their goal of security architecture that permanently tried to hedge in Russia. They could have done that in the 1990s. There was a window of opportunity, but that's gone. So obviously, we'll see how things work out on this peace deal, but it certainly looks promising. But the key in all of this is don't listen to Rupert Murdoch. Don't listen to Mitch McConnell or Lindsey Graham or any neocon, neoliberal establishment on Fox News who still lives in a world that no longer exists. For right or for wrong, Russia took action that made it unmistakably clear for those with eyes to see. A new multipolar world has risen, and there's nothing anyone, especially the Washington elite, can do about it. God bless, gang. Wonderful Thanksgiving to you and yours.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years.
From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.